You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fridays for Future Tāmaki Makaurau have teamed up with School Strike for Climate and other Fridays for Future groups across Aotearoa to demand climate action. I spoke to Sephora from Fridays for Future Tāmaki Makaurau about their kaupapa. To start off the interview, I asked Sephora about the Fridays for Future movement and how it started.
Fridays for Future is an intergenerational strike group that is founded by Greta Thunberg when she started striking in for school on Fridays. And so, yeah, we have that name, Fridays for Future, as well. And we're trying to get different activations happening to raise awareness for climate. So we do protests, but we also do art and crafts and conversations. So we're just trying to really bring more of that climate rhetoric into the public discourse.
There's a global climate strike happening on March 3rd. Can you tell us a little bit about this kaupapa and your involvement in it?
The March 3rd global climate strike has got hundreds of cities all across the globe striking. Here in Aotearoa, we have 11 cities striking. Here in Aotearoa as well, we've got five kind of core demands that we're striking for. And these are things we really want the government to bring into action in the first 100 days of the new government. And those are no more fossil fuels, lowering the voting age to 16, more ocean protection, supporting farmers to move to regenerative farming, and e-bike rebates. And all of those demands are basically levers that we think that if the government can't get behind that, then they're not taking the climate emergency seriously.
I want to touch on lowering the voting age. So could you tell us a bit about how that connects with climate change?
Yeah, so as we've seen, especially up here in Tāmaki Makaurau, the absolutely tragic voter turnout, I think it was the lowest voter turnout we've ever had for the local elections. And young people aren't engaged in politics because they don't see themselves represented in politics. And politics is how we get the law and policy that manages the industry polluters. So when we only have people like, you know, of that boomer generation voting, then that's not really representing our nation. So we really need people to feel like they're invited into that and that conversation is happening at an earlier age and people are getting educated about how democracy works in Aotearoa so that we can engage in it.
Yesterday you might have seen there was a Nationalist MP, Maureen Pugh, who was refusing to acknowledge that humans have affected climate change until after consulting with her party, where she then backtracked on that. But she said that she was waiting to see the evidence that humans had affected climate change. So how do you feel, I guess, about MPs having these attitudes or not being formed about climate change?
Well, it makes me want to laugh, but only because it's really frustrating and painful to hear that. The word climate means the environment something's operating in. And to say that we're operating in the same environment that those people were raised in is ridiculous. We can even see just basic stuff like water health. When that Maureen lady was a kid, she would have been able to swim in rivers that would have been deemed drinkable. Now those same rivers, we aren't even allowed to touch those. So how can you say humans aren't causing climate change? There's so much evidence around. And it makes me laugh, but only because it upsets me so much that there's still people that we need to convince this is a real fucking thing. Real friggin' thing.
And particularly for Aotearoa, why is it even more important, in your opinion, that we demand climate action now?
I think Aotearoa is actually a global leader. Like, although our emissions profile is really small in terms of the global sense, you know, we are used as a testing ground for a lot of things. A lot of countries look to us. We have a lot of positive relationships with heaps of different nations across the globe. If we can't do it here in Aotearoa, how are other countries going to feel like they can do it? But the thing is I think Aotearoa really does have the chops to pull off some substantial climate action. And so I'm super looking forward to seeing what the next government is going to offer us.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing for the strike in Tāmaki Makaurau and how people can get involved?
So we're going to be gathering at 3 o'clock outside Britomart Station in Te Komatitanga Place. And then we're going to be marching down Fanshawe Street through to Vic Park, stopping at a few of our top industry polluters along the way, BP, Fonterra and Air New Zealand, just to have a little rally outside and let them know we're here watching them and they need to be taking action on climate. After we get down to Vic Park, we're going to have some live music and DJs for a couple of hours after. So even if you can't make the 3 o'clock strike, come on down and enjoy some of the community. And we're kind of trying to have more of a festival energy, and we're all coming together because we love the earth and we know that there's a better world possible for us. So we're just going to be singing and dancing and really demanding that people start enabling us to live that life.
And that was Sephora from Fridays for Future, Tamaki Makaurau, talking all about the global climate strike event happening in Auckland next Friday, March 3rd.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.